It's the Morning X with Kev, powered by Expert Electronics.
Kev here, Matt Hall's in the building, and let's do a celebrity dump. Our weekly dump on celebrities. Who's in the dump today?
They deserve it.
Sometimes they do. Speaking of which, Ellen DeGeneres has been diagnosed with COVID.
Oh, I feel so bad for her.
She's been quoted as saying she's fine. Everyone she's been in contact with has been notified. She also said that the staff member that leaked it to the press can expect a beating. I don't know.
Because she's mean.
Exactly.
She yelled at everybody, I've got COVID!
Jay-Z is rolling out his new cannabis line.
Of course he is.
The cannabis line will be called Monogram. And apparently there are four strains in this new line, but a bitch ain't one.
So, oh, I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Classic. That was a good one.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
Yeah.
Smokey Robinson made a cameo video. You know what cameo is, right?
That's the celebrity thing where people pay to, like, have you wish them happy birthday or something. Right,
or whatever it is. It doesn't even matter. You just pay them and they'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, Smokey Robinson made a cameo wishing someone a happy Hanukkah, but whoever requested it must have used the CH spelling of Hanukkah.
Okay.
Because Smokey pronounced it Chanukka and said he had no idea what it meant. In other news, Smokey Robinson is still alive.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
What the hell? It must be some kind of Mandela effect, but I remember a news report saying that he died.
I think that was an episode of The Office you're remembering, where they said Smokey Robinson died, but he really didn't die.
Was that him? Was that?
It could be. I don't know.
I don't know. For some reason, I remember him being dead.
I also thought he was dead.
But he's alive and mispronouncing Jewish holidays.
I guess so. There's probably lots of celebrities that I think are dead that are probably still alive. So.
Speaking of The Office, Kevin from The Office.
Yeah, I know that.
Plays Kevin is set to make $1 million on Cameo this year.
$1 million.
That's insane.
Just for being Kevin and wishing somebody like a happy anniversary or something.
I want to be the Kevin making $1 million on Cameo.
You just need to get on one show, kind of write it out for a minute, and then
say some dumb things.
Yeah, and then ride that out to the grave.
Finally, Nicolas Cage is going to star in a series on Netflix called The History of Swear Words.
Thank God.
Each episode is going to focus on the different origins of different swear words, like the F word or the S word. They wanted to do one on the N word, but Roseanne Barr was not available. And that's your celebrity dump.
No moral sense.
On 104.9.
Oh, God. Here we go again. Dork alert.
The Morning X.